The way Jill Jones tells the story of the bitter feud between AC and DC power supporters in her 2003 book, Empires of Light, AC's ability to generate power far from where it was used is what ultimately tipped the scales.
Basically, Edison lost because the direct current grid required you to have a power plant about every mile, or under best of circumstances, every 2 miles.
Imagine a smoky coal-fired boiler in every neighborhood. Instead, Westinghouse, with the help of Nikola Tesla, harnessed the power of Niagara Falls and shipped abundant electricity to the factories in Buffalo. Now, fast forward 125 years, past the discovery of semiconductors that make it possible to send DC power long distances more efficiently than AC power, and past the advent of all those electronic gadgets and LED lights in your home that actually run on DC power.
You couple that with new resources like photovoltaics, which are a DC entity inherently, and you have a better match now of DC integration from resource all the way down to how we use electricity.
That's University of Pittsburgh professor Gregory Reed. He's among the world's leading proponents of direct current. Places such as China, where electricity infrastructure is still being expanded, are opting for DC systems alongside AC systems, in part because of the new efficiencies, and in part because it uses fewer resources to send power long distances in a two-wire system rather than three. But that's just the half of it, according to Reed.
We're starting to see more and more of a growth of distributed resources, which is creating the opportunity for microgrids, which provide greater levels of resiliency in times of difficulty.
Security experts at DARPA have called for more research into protecting power grids from hacker attacks that could, with one properly placed computer virus, shut off power to huge sections of the U.S. and Canada. Microgrids could make such massive attacks nearly impossible. That's one reason why this month Pittsburgh-based Duquesne Light gave a $500,000 grant to the University of Pittsburgh to research the feasibility of connecting neighborhood-sized DC systems to the larger grid. Duquesne Light Senior Manager for Strategic Planning, Ben Morris, says switching systems to allow for protected two-way flow of electricity is key.
What remains to be seen is really the balance between alternating current and direct current in its makeup of the electrical system.
This signifies a major shift. In the past, the large generators and distributors were very protective of the autonomy of the system. Now developers of the Civic Arena site and the El Mano site in Hazelwood are toying with the idea of including microgrid DC infrastructure. But Pitt professor Gregory Reed says the idea of retrofitting your home to run on DC not only takes new technologies, but also new codes and standards.
Today, if you went to an electrician and said, I want to have all DC in my house, he wouldn't know exactly what voltage to put it at because there's no standardization around that yet. He wouldn't know what size wiring to use. He wouldn't know exactly what type of switches he could use.
Having said that, Reed believes homes will be the first place where all DC systems become a reality, possibly in the next 5 years. Data centers could also be low-hanging fruit. Author Jill Jones says the fact that there might not be an ultimate winner doesn't mean her book isn't still a good read.
Edison and Tesla and Westinghouse, they all deserve to really be honored, and that each of them has sort of had their day and time and place, I think that's fine.
Professor Reed gives a copy of Jones's book to all of his grad students, and if he has anything to say about it, the next winning system will once again come out of Pittsburgh. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.